You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash, and I'm your host, Will Moustakakis. So let's get right into it. New episode. Sounds like fun. So, as most people are probably aware, it is November 1st, you know. Yesterday was Halloween. That's October 31st, and today is November 1st, which means it's the beginning of Movember. Movember, in case you're not aware, is a month-long like program, I suppose, to bring men's health issues to just to light, to bring about awareness of men's health issues like prostate cancer, testicular cancer, other health issues that commonly plague men, because men on average live 6 years shorter than women. If you wanna look into the organization and like what you can do, you can just go on their website or just search Movember or men's health or anything. Any awareness is good. Anyway, so in light of that, my theme for today, I guess, is along those lines. It has to do with with being a man, or things associated with being a man, I guess. I don't know. I called it Boys Don't Cry. If you're wondering what the first track is, there you go. Boys Don't Cry, the hit by The Cure, off their album Three Imaginary Boys from 1979. So let's just jump right into that, shall we? Boys Don't Cry from The Cure. That was Boys Don't Cry by The Cure. Obviously, boys, growing up, you're not supposed to cry, I guess. I don't know. It's pretty self-explanatory. Up next, we have One from Weezer off their most recent self-titled album. So they actually put out an album last week. I can honestly say I have not given it a listen. I wasn't too excited about the singles, so I don't know if it's good or not. I hope it's good, but I have not kept my hopes up. Anyway, but this is from 2016, the White Album, by Weezer. It's called Thank God for Girls, which seems counterintuitive to the theme of the episode, but I mean, if you know the song or if you listen to the lyrics, I think you'll understand why I put it in. Anyway, here we go. Thank God for Girls by Weezer.
The girl in the pastry shop with the net in her hair is making a cannoli for you to take on your hiking trip in the woods with your bros that you've known since second grade. And your main kind of dragons are ruffians and be called upon to employ your testosterone in a battle for supremacy and access to females glued to the TV. And even if you are victorious, you may receive many cuts, bruises, and scrapes, and you will require band-aids and antiseptical admits and tender loving kisses on your stab. She isn't mine. I think about her all the day and all the night. It's enough to know that she's alive. She says I give her sweaty palms. She almost had a heart attack. The truth is that I'm just as scared. I don't know how to act. I wish that I could get to know her better, but meeting up in real life will cause illusion to shadow her. I call the name into all the trees. Sing a song down on one knee. Looking at the underwear page of this year's catalog like when I was 14. Centrifuge machine, mixed it with cardamom and cloves. Microwaved it on the popcorn setting while Adam was like, that really hurts. So pissed at God, and he started lighting mining forest fire, stealing us three eggs, messing with the bees who were trying to pollinate the echinacea. Until God said, I'ma smite you with loneliness and break your heart in two. And Adam wept and wailed, tearing out his head. God.
That was Thank God for Girls by Weezer. Up next we have definitely a change of pace from the previous song, and a slight change, a variation, I should say, a variation on the theme. This is going to be I Ain't Marching Anymore by Phil Oakes. It's a folk song, so different from Weezer. You know, it's manly, I guess, to march into war, but it's manly to not march too, I guess. I don't know. I'll talk more about it probably after the song is over, even though most of my listeners don't really care that much. Most of my, let's see how many listeners I have. My four listeners. Most of my four listeners don't care. So here we go. I Ain't Marching Anymore by Phil Oakes.
Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in 1,000 different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn. I heard many men a lying, I saw many more a dying, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed 1,000,000 men and now they want me back again, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't a marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close a missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't a marching anymore.
That was Phil Oakes with I Ain't Marching Anymore. Up next we have Teenage Parents by The Wonder Years. I've been realizing I've been playing The Wonder Years a lot, haven't I? I guess I've been listening to them more than... Well, I used to listen to them a lot, and then I stopped listening to them for a while, and now I've been getting back into them. Anyway, so this is off their album, The Greatest Generation. It kind of portrays not just the struggle of men, but just the struggle to provide for your loved ones, which is a struggle that men deal with. It's a struggle that most people deal with. But I don't know. Part of being a man is being mature enough to be a father and to, or at least just to be a person who can provide for other people. And that's what this song's about. So here we go.
Just in time to catch her as she's leaving.
That was The Wonder Years with teenage parents off The Greatest Generation, dealing with, you know, caring for other people, as well as growing up with adversity and really just facing adversity in general, especially with societal expectations, things like that. Up next, I have probably the song that fits into my theme the least, but I'm still going to play it. It's John Wayne Gacy Jr. by Sufjan Stevens off his album Illinois. John Wayne Gacy Jr. was a serial killer. The song's about him. But it's not really... The focus of the song isn't really about him. I mean, it is, but it's not. It's more so that everyone has things that they hold secret that they don't let anyone in to see. And I think that's a common association with manhood, is what I'm saying, with masculinity, is that you don't really let anyone in, and there's things that are secret from the world. Anyway, I'm just going to play the song. I'll probably talk more about it after, but anyway, here we go. John Wayne Gacy Jr. by Sufjan Stevens.
Father was a drinker, and his mother cried in bed. Folding John Wayne's t-shirts when the swing set hit his head. The neighbors, they adored him for his humor and his conversation. Look underneath the house there, find the few living things riding fast in their sleep. All the dead, 27 people, even more, they were boys with their cars, summer jobs. Oh my God. Dressed up like a clown for them, with his face painted white and red. And on his best behavior, in a dark room on the bed, he kissed them all. He'd kill 10,000 people with a slight of his hand, running far, running fast to the dead. He took off all their clothes for them. He put a cloth on their lips, quiet hands, quiet kiss on the moon. Behavior, I am really just like him. Look beneath the floorboards for the secrets I have hid.
That was John Wayne Gacy Jr. from Sufjan Stevens. It's a hard song to process if you've never listened to it before. But essentially, John Wayne Gacy Jr., the serial killer, is just like the lead. I don't know, the lead saint. Not the lead saint. That's not the word I'm looking for. The narrator. That's more what I'd say. And the narrator saying, "Oh my God, he can't believe it." He. Yeah. Anyway, we're moving on. I can't. You just listen to the song. It told the whole story. I don't know why I'm bothering to explain it. Anyway, up next we have Joy Division off their classic 1979 album, Unknown Pleasures. Classic album, overused T-shirt idea. You've definitely seen it. Look up Unknown Pleasures Joy Division online, and you've definitely seen that pattern on a T-shirt before. And what really upsets me is that most people who wear that T-shirt don't even listen to the band. They just think it looks cool. But anyway, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm going to be playing Day of the Lords, which is kind of similar to I Ain't Marching Anymore in that it deals with themes like war, but it's definitely different. And I'm realizing now that many of these songs are pretty depressing, but I don't know. Usually I try to keep my radio show somewhat upbeat. I try to keep the songs away from too much depressing stuff. But I mean, hey, this is, men's health is a serious issue. It's not only physical health, or it's also mental health. One of the goals is also to improve mental health among men, because male suicide rates are very high. All suicide rates are too high, but this is obviously focusing on men's health. So anyway, Day of the Lords, Joy Division, Unknown Pleasures. Let's just get right into it. We'll be right back. That was Day of the Lords from Joy Division. Deals with, like, there being no room for the weak, and it's a very powerful song. Up next, I've got David Bowie's 1977 single. What album was it on? Wait, I gotta go look this up. Give me 1 second. What album was it on? That was from his 1980 album, Scary Monsters. Okay, anyway, David Bowie, who I could not make an album about being a man without including a song by David Bowie. I had to restrain myself not to just make a whole David Bowie episode. But anyway, this is Ashes to Ashes. It deals with, I don't know, the difference in perceptions of being, of loneliness, I guess. I don't know. Just listen to this song. I gotta stop talking.
It's true. They got a message from the action man. I'm happy, hope you're happy too. I've loved all of needed love. Saw the details fall away. The shrieking of nothing is killing. Just pictures of Jeff girls and synthesis. And I ain't got no money. Ashes to ash and fuck to fuck it. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's high, hitting an all-time low. Time and again I tell myself I'll stay clean.
That was Ashes to Ashes from David Bowie. Up next, we have maybe the best song about being a father. I don't know. Probably not. But it's a good song about being a father. It's from the artist formerly known as Cat Stevens, who now goes by Yusuf. It's father and son. Most people probably know this song, I think. Maybe not. Anyway, it's a good song. It's a father who's dying, giving advice to his son. And yeah, I guess you're gonna listen to it now, unless you turn off my radio show, which I would probably advise, as I know some people have. But anyway, here we go. Father and son.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
That was Father and Son from Yusuf. Up next, we have another song about being a father. It's off the Hamilton mixtape, which is songs either from or having to do with the musical Hamilton. So just sung by people. So this one's by Chance the Rapper and Francis and the Lights. It's the reprise of Dear Theodosia. It's about being a father, and it's a good song. So that's why I'm going to play it. Anyway, here we go.
Dear Theodosia, what to say to you? You have my eyes, you have your mother's name. When you came into the world, you cried, and it broke my heart. I'm dedicating every day to you. Domestic life was never quite my style, but when you smile, you knock me out, I fall apart, and I thought I was so smart. You will come of age with our young nation. We'll bleed and fight for you. I'll make it right for you. If we lay a strong enough foundation, we'll pass it on to you. I'll give the world to you, and you'll blow us all away. Someday, someday, yeah, you'll blow us all away.
Ooh, Philip, when you smile, I am undone. My son, look at my son. Pride is not the word I'm looking for. There is so much more inside me now. Ooh, Philip, you outshine the morning sun, my son. And when you smile, I fall apart, and I thought I was so smart. My father wasn't around.
My father wasn't around.
I swear that I'll be around for you. I'll do whatever it takes.
I'll make a million mistakes.
I'll make the world safe and sound for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Safe and sound to someday, you, and someday, all the way.
Someday, someday,
so smart. Someday,
the world safe and sound.
I'll make yeah,
the
world so, 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 so smart
for
someday.
Someday,
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 the world safe and sound for you. Someday, you will own your song, a foundation for a day. Someday.
That was Dear Theodosia from Chance the Rapper and Francis and the Lights. Up next, we have another song that, like, it has to do with a father, I guess, but really it's about dealing with those people around you, either getting sick or dying. And really, I don't know. It has to deal with manhood, though. It's like losing your father and things like that. I don't know. I like this song. Most people like this song. It's Wake Me Up When September Ends by Green Day. Off their album American Idiot, which came out in 2004. I'm pretty sure he wrote the song before that. I'm pretty sure he wrote it a while before that, but don't quote me on that. Anyway, here we go. Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Some has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost, wake me up when September ends.
That was Wake Me Up When September Ends. Up next is Mr. Tembo by Damon Albarn off his solo album, Everyday Robots. It's a song that has to deal with a man who has no one to share his feelings with. Actually, it's kind of interesting. Damon Albarn is singing to, is like this, he's like singing to an elephant that he met in Tanzania. So that's kind of interesting. I had something else to say about this song, but I don't remember. Oh, well, I mean, yeah, so it has to deal with the theme because, you know, male suicide rates are very high. Mental illness among men is very high, and men aren't encouraged to share their feelings a lot. So, yeah. Anyway, here we go, Mr. Tempo.
In Chile, can I sing with you about Mr. Tembo and what he's got to do? But first I'm going back to the co-op road to find the mission and help him with his load. Mr. Tembo's on his way up the hill with only this song. Just like the TV in Mr. Tembo's room. Off the emphatic night he checked in on his own at Mokomazi Inn and made it his home. Mr. Tembo's on his way up the hill with only this song to tell you how he feels. But to get there he will need a help.
Up early while you are still in bed. Mr. Tembo, great blanket by his head. Mr. Tembo's on his way up the hill with only this song to tell you how he feels. But to get there he will need a helping hand. It's where he is now, but it wasn't.
Logistics, haulage, golf, bungalow, spies, canals, cows, hay bales, telegraph, wires, pylon power, farmhouse oak, chimneys, still used, domes, satellites, football pitches, faded flags and lots of dogs, neon cross on top of a block of flats and a church, not as usual.
Mr. Tembo's on his way.
That was Mr. Tembo from Damon Albarn, and my final song of the day is going to be a classic song, My Way by Frank Sinatra, because, you know, you can just go and live your life however you want, I guess. I don't know. Stop listening to me, please. All right, here we go. My Way by Frank Sinatra.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain my friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was dark, at my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, it was my way.
All right, that's the end of my show. I'm off to go shave my beard. So, yeah, like all of it. I haven't done that since, I'm pretty sure, the day I had graduated high school. So that'll be fun. No, it's going to be hideous, but it's something I have to do. Anyway, I'll see you next week. Same time, same place, 3 to 4 on Wednesdays, WJRH 104.9 FM. That's it. Bye.